more conversation, calls, questions, input from you and yours, and from us-ins as well. I'm Dr. Yes, I may be doctor of something. Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. You can follow us at Good Day Show on Twitter. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 888-553-7536, to discuss the health issues of the week. There's a study that was published in the journal Fertility and Sterility, found that drinking three or more caffeinated beverages a day, things like coffee, energy drinks, soda, raised the risk of early pregnancy miscarriages by 74%. And I guess that's not critical for just women alone. Caffeine consumption can, in male partners, associated with as much in terms of miscarriages. That's an interesting connection, I think. Maybe not as interesting as something else that you have studied this week with regard to reproduction. I don't know if this is just reproduction. I think just sexual satisfaction and what it is that makes both partners feel the best they possibly can. But apparently this study is about women and how it is that they come to a climax, how it is that they enjoy the experience the best. And you're always very tasteful when it comes to this sort of thing. Doesn't make any difference how old you are. This is still something. Some people think, well, younger folks enjoy sex more than older people. That's bunkum. That's not true at all. And so what do we have here that we should pay attention to?
Let's do this in a rather tasteful, professional, and direct manner. And this is of interest to all of us. And this is information that comes out of the Department of Anatomy at Indiana University School of Medicine. You know, the Kinsey Report has a long tradition out of Indiana University. And this is a very interesting report, and it probably, although I'm sure that it's not something that all of us are eager to talk about, but it's something.
Well,
that
we should be eager to talk about it.
It is something, and that's what I'm leading to. It's something that is on, I'm sure, everybody's mind. Most women cannot orgasm with penetration alone, Doug. And this is during sexual intercourse, and it's a frustration to a lot of couples. And simple anatomy is to blame. During a woman's development in her mother's womb, a woman's clitoris begins to drift upwards and away from the vaginal opening. But among women whose clitoris drifts too far up, it may be very difficult or even impossible to have an orgasm during sex because traditional lovemaking does not provide enough friction to stimulate the clitoris. And these researchers in the Department of Anatomy at Indiana University School of Medicine have actually figured out the distance between a woman's clitoris and her urinary opening can predict whether she will be able to orgasm during sex without any additional stimulation. And this was published this week in the medical journal Clinical Anatomy. And are you ready? The magic number is 2.5 centimeters. That's slightly less than an inch. So, folks, get out your rulers.
I was going to say, who's going to be measuring this?
Well, I think probably a number of people. So to determine if a woman can orgasm through penetration alone during intercourse, if the distance is more than about an inch between the opening, the urinary opening, and the clitoris, it's just not going to happen. So you have to come up with alternative solutions, and the woman on the top, or the woman rubbing her clitoris against a man's pelvis during man-on-top intercourse, or using mechanical stimulators. Vibrators will work. But don't be frustrated, because it's not your fault. It's just that when the distance between the urinary opening and the clitoris is more than 2.5 centimeters, that's about a little more than an inch, it just can't happen.
Wow. That's pretty powerful stuff, isn't it?
And about 70 to 80% of women, the distance is more than an inch. Mm-hmm. And this is a publication this week at Indiana University Department of Anatomy at the School of Medicine.
All right. There's tremendous food for thought there. 888, and again, who's going to be measuring? Well, if you want, you know what? That's the other side of it. If you want to have a great experience, because important...
Measure together. It might be
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. It would be finding all of that, the pieces and making
and
it
also
fit.
You can discover the anatomy, because it's important for especially men to know the anatomy. And and there's nothing wrong with having a little fun doing it.
Nope. All right, so there you go. Think that one through. 888-553-7536. Plastic surgery. A lot of women and men now think that they will be more attractive sexually if they have, well, we all heard stories about breast augmentation. There are other things that are being augmented as well these days, including one's lips. And I wonder how, I think we took a survey on the Good Day program this past week, of how many people need it. I think, Kara, you told us your lips were thin. Maybe you need some of, well, maybe you don't. Maybe it just depends. This is an individual thing. Some people think they look good with thin lips. Other people think they look good with thick lips.
Well, I think the popularity of the selfie has really focused people on their lips. And this comes out of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons that a record number of Americans underwent lip augmentation procedures in 2015. Mm-hmm. The number of lip enhancements is up 50% from the year 2000. That's an amazing growth. More than 27,000 lip implant procedures took place last year. That amounts to about one every 20 minutes. New technology is why there's such growth. The newer implants, they're made from soft, flexible silicone and are more stable and pliable than previous implants. Lip implants, they can be removed if patients decide they no longer want them. There's been a steady rise in lip injections, including Botox and Dysport injections and soft tissue fillers. These are amazingly now with the new technology. These implants are so easy to put in. You do two little stitches on the corners of the lips. You put it in, you close, you're done.
You put your left foot in, your left foot out.
And if all a right. patient doesn't like it, the result, you take them out. So that's why this has become so popular. And the selfie has added to the interest in this, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. 888-553-7536 for good questions. We'll get to some of your email questions as well as we have time. 13 and change past the hour on this weekend's Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken, who would like to spend a moment talking to you about, as long as we're into the lip thing and how you look, how do you look? Are you pleased? Do you want that million-dollar look? Let's move up from your lips to your hair and listen to what Dr. Ken has to say about Provia.
Doug, it's simple math. More hair in the comb means less hair on the head. Ladies and gentlemen, your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. Provia, it's an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. One of our listeners, Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, writes to us, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference right away. Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well," she tells us. And yes, it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. Say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works or your money back, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
This Provia product strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. No side effects of some of the pharmaceuticals that are around today. I like to say you'll get your hair back or your money back. This is all natural, cleanses the pores on your scalp, allows the pigments to the little follicles of hair that are under your scalp to come through and grow. And you'll hear people say, "Wow, look at that. There's a little new fuzz on your hair." Not fuzz on your hair, fuzz in your head. Plus, there's a volumizer in Provia that'll make the hair that you have on your head before the new stuff grows back in seem thicker and fuller. Call 800-543-5817. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Now is a perfect time to call, because operators are, as they say, standing by to get you this product. Matter of fact, you mentioned Dr. Ken, you'll get a bottle of Provia and then Super Provia, so that with two bottles for the price of one, you'll get your hair back almost twice as quickly. You don't let the thinning hair push you into a place you don't want to be. Get your hair back. Dial 800-543-5817. Get your hair back or your money back the natural way with Provia. 800-543-5817.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished three-quarter inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, let's get back to the news of the week here on Good Day Weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen, 888-553-7536, painkiller addiction. This is something that I suppose in a way, I don't think it quite relates to the Prince death, but it does have. Why don't you explain earlier on what happened? I was looking at this and thinking, yeah, maybe there is some relevance here. So do you want to repeat where you were and maybe give us some new information on this?
All right. So are we going to talk about the report, or are we going to talk about Prince? Or
Let's talk about the report, and then maybe with a second or two to spare.
Sure.
This is Prince's problem. What you're going to hear Ken explain is what Prince was going through.
This is a report this week in the medical journal Substance Abuse Research and Treatment. What we discover that there are certain factors that can help predict who might relapse during treatment for prescription opioid painkiller addiction. Methadone treatment is the most common therapy for prescription opioid painkiller addiction, but nearly half of patients continue to abuse opioids during or after methadone treatment. We're talking about opioid painkillers, which include such drugs as OxyContin, Percocet, and Vicodin. And unfortunately, this was one of the drugs that Prince was on. So who's most likely to relapse? Well, injection drug users are more than twice as likely to relapse as those who do not inject drugs. There's a 10% higher risk of relapse for every year later in life that a person first begins abusing opioids. And there's a 7% higher risk of relapse for each day people use tranquilizers in the previous month. However, at least one factor is protective. The older the patient is, the less likely they are to relapse.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over .999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some. With the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, years, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-460-9150. Again, 800-460-9150. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
The Good Day Health Program is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Good Day Program. It airs around the country every weekday morning for 6 hours. You can get it anytime. There are apps all over the place. Apps galore. You go to TuneIn or Stitcher or iHeart, any of those, and you can get this program that same way as well. Plus, Ken loves to understand the fact that the, what is it, radio shows on the Internet or some
Talk
other,
Stream Live.
Talk Stream Live. Okay, yeah. We're number one. So use your imagination, use your curiosity to solve whatever problem may be going on with you, clarify some of the news this week, like the CDC feeling like they had to tell you how to wash your hands like you were a moron, that the 11 steps to washing your hands, use soap and water. If you think you're saving time by using hand sanitizer, they say nobody is doing that correctly. That takes 6 steps. So 11 steps to soap and water in your hand, 15 seconds, yada, yada, yada. And then there are another 6 steps to using the... I know, you're chuckling.
Can you imagine being a bureaucrat?
Oh, my God, man. And you and I are paying for it. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. These people, there's somebody in charge. There's some office of washing your hands in Washington. This is the folly of this foolishness. And they get themselves inveigled in every part of our lives like we couldn't think. We don't have a damn brain in our head. So we have to have somebody in the federal government tell us how to use soap and water. If it was up to me, sanitizers would be banned because they do a lot to kill the sorts of things that you get into your system that increases your immune system. Some people disagree. Some people agree. I don't use sanitizers. I think they're anathema. I think you have had ups and downs on those, Ken, haven't you?
I think they're good unless you can't wash your hands. But certainly, you know, washing your hands, sing happy birthday twice is the best way to do it.
That's what they say. Wash your hands. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ken.
Just get a lot of good friction and
sing that twice.
And it's the friction. Use soap. But that's I can tell you in 2 steps and save a few.
Nonsense. It's nonsense. 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 All right. Let's work our way through this study of heavy pot use, especially if you're a teenager. Danger, danger, danger.
Exactly. Teenagers, listen up, and actually everybody listen up, because this is an important warning. This was published this week in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Men, this was a study of men that started in the late 1960s, so it had 42 years of follow-up. That's a long follow-up for a study like this, and this is why this study has a lot more credibility than other studies, and you may say, oh, it doesn't do anything. That's what the studies show. And the problem with some of the most of the other studies is the follow-up is not long enough. So anything that you hear about the effect of marijuana on health, you have to ask, how long was the follow-up of the study? Here it was 42 years. Men who are heavy pot smokers in their teens may not live as long as those who do not use marijuana when they are young, is what was discovered in this long followed-up study. Men who are heavy marijuana users in their late teens, they're 40% more likely to die by age 60 than those who never used the drug. Some earlier studies had not shown such differing effect among users and non-users, but this study, as I mentioned, had a 42-year follow-up, so the men had reached ages when the harmful effects of previous marijuana use, such as cancer, lung, and heart disease, were more likely to have developed. And interestingly, the risk of death from either accidental injury or suicide among the men rose in accordance with their level of marijuana use as teens.
Hey, man. What are you talking about? 888, that was stupid, but it sounds.
And, you know, they also announced in Colorado the number of accidents by people who have been using marijuana has gone up dramatically, like over 40%. Yes.
Yeah, driving. It's listen, this, I'm for freedom of choice when it comes to alcohol, pot, any kind of drugs. What are you, nuts? Why do you want to do this to yourself? People say, oh, man.
Driving under the influence in Colorado is up,
nuts.
Is up like 40% for marijuana.
All right, 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. The connected home isn't off in the future. It's here. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with five brands to showcase his must-haves. Mario, what are your picks to get connected at home?
First, beat the heat and expensive utility bills with the Energy Star certified Kenmore Elite Smart Room Air Conditioner. This allows you to control your home cooling from almost anywhere by using a smartphone or tablet with the free Kenmore AC app. Another smart idea is water and energy conservation. You can adjust your home's water temperature and detect maintenance needs while you are away from home with the Kenmore Smart Water Heater module simply by using the Kenmore Smart Control app. To make your home smarter and work harder for you, check out Lightify from Osram Sylvania. You can control and even manage colors with Lightify's portfolio of lighting and accessories from your mobile device via Lightify's app, saving you time and energy. For the perfect kitchen accessory, I like the new 17-inch XS by Alcatel in partnership with the TCL brand. It's preloaded with recipe applications, has access to partner content like Nickelodeon's Paw Patrol for kids, and an all-day battery for catching up on the latest news and entertainment. For televisions, check out the TCL 4K Roku TV. This is TCL's premium P-Series. The 55-inch Ultra HD 4K TV is under $700. Integrated with the Roku platform to access more than 300,000 TV episodes and movies from 3,000-plus streaming channels.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours.
Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, let's get back to the action here, shall we? 888-553-7536. And this half hour, we'll have a lot of questions answered, things that you've sent along to us or people who are calling, like John, who's in Bozeman, Montana, with what looks to be a very good question, John, especially for this time of year. We were talking about allergies and stuff a few minutes ago, so let's carry it one step further, Ken.
Hi, John.
Hi.
John, do we have you? Kara, do we have John? John, do we have Kara?
Yes, right here.
Ah, there you go.
Hi, John, hi.
Hi, so what can we do for you, John?
Yeah, so I have, like, excessive mucus, more than, you know, I think a normal person has. And I'm a smoker. I smoked cigarettes for 27 years. Smoked marijuana for longer than that. But I've quit, you know, since. But still have the mucus.
Sure. You know, we all make mucus. We all need mucus. It covers the mouth, the nose, the sinuses, the throat, the lungs, and the gastrointestinal tract. And it can be very important. It acts like flypaper. It traps bacteria and viruses. It also keeps all of these areas of the body moist and lubricated so they don't crack and break down. And sometimes we notice our mucus because we make about a quart to a quart and a half of this stuff every single day. And the only time we really begin to notice it is when it gets either very thick or it changes in color. And a chronic smoker will definitely notice changes in the thickness and color of their mucus at times. Any irritant to this whole pathway, smoking, marijuana is an irritant, and also very commonly allergies. You begin in the ragweed season with hay fever, and this is so common to so many of us. The question is for you, John, is how are your lungs? Do you have significant emphysema from smoking so long?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I've started an exercise regimen, and so I have had asthma in the past. And like any time I get sick, when I say I've had asthma, it's never been I've had to carry around one of those inhalers. So it's not as bad off as that, but. So, yeah, no, my lungs, obviously, since I quit smoking, which has been over a year or so now.
How long did you smoke for?
27 years.
I smoked cigarettes for 27 years.
And how much smoke? How many cigarettes a day?
Probably a pack a day.
Okay, so you have, unfortunately, what we call COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And that is probably why you're producing all this extra mucus. Now, you don't have allergies, or you do have allergies?
I don't think I have too many.
Uh-huh.
No.
Have you talked to a doctor about this?
Not so much. I just notice, like, if I get sick, you know, there's more certain foods, I think, to affect it.
Yes.
Like, I think dairy makes it do more, even some meat.
Milk, people who are allergic to have allergies, milk's the famous one. An allergy, you can change the texture of the mucus. So what I would do is you need to get a good diagnosis here. You know, are you allergic to something? Is that what's doing it? Or do you need treatment for emphysema? And that is where I would go to a good lung specialist who's also interested in allergy medicine, and they could help diagnose this and give you specific treatment. But I would just stop smoking. That is so important, and continue not to smoke and stay away from, just breathe clean air. And if you know of things you're allergic to, do the best to avoid them. But I would go get evaluated by a lung specialist to see specifically what your diagnosis is, and, you know, one that also does allergy testing.
Well, thank you so much. I didn't realize we produced that much a day.
We all do, and we only, as I mentioned, we all do, and we only discover it when it changes its thickness or its color, and that happens usually because there's an infection or an allergy around us.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Okay. You too, John. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken, I've been working on optimizing my cholesterol level. Right now my levels are total cholesterol 202. The LDL is 150. HDL is 39. Triglycerides 67. How can I increase my HDL without also increasing my LDL? I exercise regularly and adhere to a low-carb, moderate diet. I don't know what moderate diet means, but anyway, that's from Ted. So what do you say? You want me to read it again?
I got it. You know, the question is how to boost your good cholesterol. And this is a very challenging thing for many of us. And most importantly, you want to get down to ideal body weight. You want, after the doctor says it's okay, you want to get into an exercise program. Don't smoke. Be careful about the antacids that you take. Some of them can drop the good cholesterol. But there are some foods that you can eat that will increase your good cholesterol. Olive oil, beans and legumes, whole grains, high fiber fruit, fatty fish, flax, nuts, chia. The Smart Balance products, the whole idea, they came out of Tufts University. The balancing was to increase the healthy HDL and lower the unhealthy, lousy LDL. And that was the whole idea behind eating the Smart Balance products. But some people will sometimes recommend that you take niacin. I would not recommend that without talking to a doctor, and you don't want to do that if you're on a statin. But raising good cholesterol is not so easy. And there's also the latest information on good cholesterol is that some people may not want to or need to, because there may be bad good cholesterol, and this whole measurement of good cholesterol is much more complicated than we ever thought. Some people with very high good cholesterol, actually it's not good. And I don't want to make this too complicated. And that's why the studies that have been done with some selective drugs that have yet to been released, not released because when they raise the good cholesterol, they show that they don't actually improve outcomes. And that's why this whole area of good cholesterol is very complicated. And all I would do is just improve the lifestyle. Exercise, diet, and don't smoke, and get down to ideal body weight.
This has been a Zika-free zone so far today, but there are some things that have come to my attention during this past week that I thought I would ask you about and certainly pass them along to everybody listening who has become somewhat paralyzed and thinking about traveling to the games this summer or any place where there might be mosquitoes, which is pretty much everywhere, certainly in the Western Hemisphere. Although I don't see, as I've said many times, I can't remember ever seeing a mosquito in California where I am. Maybe because it's dry there. I don't know. I never see mosquitoes or flies in California. But having said that, there's certainly plenty of places where there are mosquitoes at this time of year. So somebody asked me, we were talking about these bands. You're for doing different things, but the citronella bands, which are supposed to be good, not DEET, but citronella. In terms, if you use DEET, you keep the mosquitoes away, but it's not too good for your body. But then there was a suggestion that came from somebody. I'd heard this before about placing a dryer sheet in your pocket. That keeps mosquitoes away. The things, you know, those little tufty things you throw in the dryer to help enhance the quality of the drying experience when you're putting your clothes in there. So what do you think of that, Ken?
I hadn't seen that as one of the recommendations, but if it works,
well,
so be it.
You're not going to get it out of the CDC or right. Those other
ones. I'm not aware of that as an option, but exactly. It's not one of the CDC recommendations.
No. They're going to tell you how to wash your hands instead. Here's a follow-up on what we were just talking about with regard to that fellow who was a smoker. I remember it out of the back of my mind that fish oil and fish was good for smokers. I remember us talking about that a long time ago, but I don't remember why. Why would that be something good for him or other people who are smokers or who have quit smoking and trying to get themselves cleaned out as we had, as was the focus of that discussion?
You mean actually eating fish?
Yeah, right. Well,
the real things.
Right. Supposedly, from what
I remember... Well, healthy foods in general, just good nutrition help to just maintain the airways better than not eating.
20% of American men and 16% of American women continue to smoke. So it seems to me, and this is why I think this caught my attention, and I had the conversation on the Monday through Friday Good Day program, the research that reveals that smokers who eat a lot of fish have a dramatically reduced risk of three of the most common smoking-related afflictions: heart disease, lung cancer, and COPD. So whatever the protective benefits are, anti-inflammatory, I mean, I think that's why you tell people to take omega-3s or to eat a lot of fish. Because
it maintains your strength and it does lower the inflammation. But I recommend eating the real thing, non-fried, baked or broiled, oily fish.
But you could, I guess I was just asking if we could correlate that to some of the things that we're talking about with regard to, I mean, if you take, let's talk about Super Beets for a minute and put this together. Super Beets opens up the nitric oxide, gives the opportunity of the body, the veins to open up, arteries to get the blood around to our brains and our muscles and our body, because it is healing. So if you get a lot of, if you are opening up your arteries, isn't that going to help heal whatever the effects of smoking might be? And so in this case, we're talking about beets, but fish oil, all of those things are aimed at making your blood better and flow better as well. Yes?
For all of us. I mean, that's just part of a healthy lifestyle.
Right. All right. So then that is the fish thing is good. Let's though talk about Super Beets. This is a product that comes from non-GMO beets grown just for the folks at Super Beets. This is something that Ken and I have been impressed with because of what it does for your stamina, your endurance. It boosts your energy, supports healthy blood pressure, and that's where I think Ken came in.
Well, our body needs nitric oxide to function properly, and this is out of Nobel Prize-winning research the Nobel Prize in 1998, was awarded for the discovery of nitric oxide from 1988. And your body, if it's deplete in nitric oxide, it just won't function properly from head to toe. Most of the systems of the body need nitric oxide to function properly. It's a signaling molecule from head to toe. It's especially important to relax the arteries, the circulation tubes that allow the red blood cells carrying oxygen to deliver the oxygen from head to toe. And your body, especially as you get older, needs the building blocks of making nitric oxide to be continuously delivered to the body. And most of us can't eat enough of the foods that are high in these nitrogen-containing products. So you need a little bit of a boost. This physiologist from Baylor University has come up with two products that can deliver high levels of the building blocks for nitric oxide. One is Super Beach, which gives you a sudden surge of nitric oxide. So instead of taking those energy drinks that are not really good for you in constant high doses or that high caffeine fix, this is a natural way to get an energy boost midday or before a workout. Or for people who need to get their levels, their maintenance levels, the tank filled up in the body, and you should check your nitric oxide level with this saliva test that is easy to do and accurate. And if your body's overall tank is low in nitric oxide, they have Neo 40, which is a little tablet you can just put on your tongue each day and get your level up, and you won't believe how much better your immune system, your blood pressure, your circulation, head to toe, your body will be working better, and you will feel better.
All right. So, with Ken's advice and you understanding that Super Beats, here's somebody, Susan from Maryland wrote, after hearing about Super Beats from Dr. Ken on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great now. He doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month. So, boosting nitric oxide levels does affect your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong, and has so many other benefits as well, as Ken has explained. It's a new all-natural way that you and people in your family, no matter what their age, what their health status, will benefit greatly from. So, having said that and having underscored the value, how about we tell you what the number is to call for Super Beats, 800-655-4183. Come on. Have some beats. Join me and the other people associated with the program by getting on the Super Beats program at 800-655-4183. What a tremendous way for you to do something. It's actually very easy. That's what I like about it. It's really easy. 800-655-4183 to take advantage of either of the two products connected here. Nitric oxide can be found in Neo 40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week at 20% off more than 50 varieties of easy-to-install North American and European laminate, like painted mountain oak and vintage acacia. And we've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Get solid wide plank antique oak for just $199 or solid hickory for $299. And it's your last chance to grab hardwood clearance deals from our famous April sale. Better get it before it's gone. Plus, special financing for the best deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken likes you to use his product as directed as well. The directions are simple. You call 888-553-7536 for an appointment here. If you want an appointment at his Lake Cardiology Clinic in Florida to see him directly in his office. Call 352-735-1400 or 800-LAKE-CARDIO to see Dr. Ken. An experience you'll talk about for the rest of your life. 51 After here on Good Day Health.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In my rural community, there were two wonderful little tack shops that catered to local horse owners. But our local economic development council offered tax breaks to lure a national chain to our town, and the big store put both local shops out of business. Towns all over America compete to attract jobs by enticing new businesses, often with tax waivers, free land, and other subsidies, none of them available to people who have lived there for years. Is that fair? We all understand the need for more jobs, but if economic development officials would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that this may sound good at a ribbon-cutting ceremony, but in the long term, it undermines the principle of equality and diminishes the whole community.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
When 53 past the hour, lots of information, and in a fairly entertaining manner we deliver this. I hope we do this. Every once in a while there's a chuckle. We bring our own personal stories into the mix here because it's important for you to realize we're real people. We have our issues as well. Ken's a doctor. I think a lot of people think of doctors, kind of like we used to think of teachers when in school. Those people go to the bathroom, actually. Right? Doctors are real people, too. They have a life. Although your life, 12 hours, 14 hours a day during the week is devoted to your patients, you do have a life. So you need to do other things. And Ken has become quite an exerciser and is devoting a lot of time in his life to keeping himself in shape. Here's a question from somebody about a low-carb diet. My question relates to my feeling of weakness and lethargy recently. I've read about the Atkins flu or the ketosis flu. Is that what I'm experiencing? What can I do to feel better?
Well,
ketosis flu, what the heck is that?
Well, I'm not a great fan of the Atkins diet. I am a great fan of two diets, which I think you should pick all of your foods through on most days, unless you have an occasional cheat day, which is okay. But write these down, look them up, study them. The DASH diet, even though you don't have high blood pressure, which I don't have, but this is what I eat, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, it's called the DASH diet, and the Mediterranean diet. And together, there is an overlap. Some people are now calling this the MIND diet, M-I-N-D, when you combine the two. There are overlaps in these two diets, but there are also independent areas. Pick your foods from either of these two diets and you will have an incredibly healthy diet. And then talk to the doctor if you haven't been in an exercise program recently about starting one. And that's the way to get your energy back. And obviously, you want to make sure your thyroid's okay, that your blood pressure's not too low, your heart rate's not too low, your potassium's not too low, you're not anemic, you're not depressed. But if you eliminate all those things and you're eating a healthy diet, getting exercise, you're going to get rid of that low energy level. There are some people who have the small vessels of the heart are not adequately open. This can cause fatigue also.
All right. So you got that? That seems like a common sense approach. Somebody was concerned because we're into springtime now. This is a person that spends, I'm guessing, either time in Arizona or maybe in Florida in the wintertime. They wonder about exposure to vitamin D or sun exposure. Sorry. Sun exposure to get the recommended amount of vitamin D. You maintain people should, I think, be on a supplement all the time, right?
Well, no, I recommend that people check their vitamin D level. And, you know, the recommendations from the country is 400 units as you get a little older, 50s and 60s, take it up to 600. As you get to 70, take it up to 800. But you can actually take up to 2,000 units a day without doing yourself harm. You can't take too much because it is a fat-soluble vitamin. It's stored in the body, and you can become vitamin D toxic. And I don't recommend. Some doctors will say you can take up to 5,000. I don't recommend that a day. I recommend not going over 2,000 without getting your level checked. But the next time they check your blood, ask them to throw in a vitamin D level. I also recommend 10 to 15 minutes of unprotected sun three times a week from head to toe. And this is probably the best way to make vitamin D. But also, I take a multivitamin. I know that's a little controversial to evidence-based people. But
why?
Well, because, you know, the studies are not all in favor of doing that, but I think there's enough evidence to show that it's a good thing. And I think the risks are very, very low. So I take a multivitamin each day, and it does have vitamin D in it. And I try to eat a lot of oily fish, and that's a very good source of getting vitamin D. And being in Florida, it's not hard for me to get a few minutes of sunlight each day. So my vitamin D level is adequate, and I don't want to get into the debate of what an adequate level is, but and we could talk about that for an hour, but just make sure that you get a little bit of sunlight, not too much. And you know you don't want to get a skin cancer, obviously, but sometimes we over caution overcorrect and we don't get any sunlight. We need a little bit. And again, don't forget those oily fishes. That's a wonderful way to get your vitamin D level up, and a multivitamin, and you should be good. And vitamin D is so important from head to toe, not only to keep the bones healthy, but all the processes of the body, the immune system, the heart, the digestion. So many places in the body use vitamin D.
Just wonder if it makes difference whether you wear a short sleeve shirt or a long sleeve shirt.
Well, go and get a full body 10 to 15
or
minutes.
Bare. Go out
a few days a week.
You go bare chested for men anyway. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus has been at your service and on your side. Program is called Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.